It's here and now. Students are back in school in Mora, Oklahoma, nearly 3 months after a deadly tornado tore through the town, killing 25 people, including 7 third graders who were sheltering in school with their teacher. Robert Romines is superintendent of schools in Mora. He took the job just 1 week before the tornado hit back in May. Superintendent, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So first of all, how's everyone feeling about being back in school today?
Oh, I think everybody is feeling really, really good. We had open house 2 nights ago, and it was very nice to see the smiling faces. And today's the first day to the start of a new normal for Mora Public Schools, and we're very excited to welcome back our 23,000-plus students.
Now, when you say new normal for students in Mora, what does that mean?
So the new normal is about turning corners with the understanding that we will never forget. Mm-hmm. You know, we lost students on May 20th at Plaza Towers Elementary, and students that were actually in their homes. We lost a teacher on that day and her infant child. That's what I mean by new normal.
And Mr. Romines, you as well as anyone know how children are both very, very sensitive and yet incredibly resilient at the same time. I've read that children may be carrying a headphone so they can block out the sound of the wind because, you know, just heavy wind makes them fearful, and that even teachers have had sleepless nights wondering what they could have done. I mean, you mentioned the children and teachers who passed away, who were killed in the storm.
Teachers are resilient, too, and they're committed to being very flexible with our students and working with them over the course of these next few days as well as the next school year.
Mm. And I see that you yourself used to, or maybe still are, someone who was very fascinated by storms and superstorms. Is that right?
I always have been as a kid and growing up. That's changed a little bit, though, or actually quite a bit. I'm not so much into storms anymore. You know, that's my outlook on storms is very different than what it was on May 19th.
Well, let me ask you a little more specifically about the infrastructure of schools in Mora. I know that several schools are being rebuilt with safe rooms or storm shelters in them. Right. I understand that until those shelters are completed, that in the event of another storm, students and teachers will have to shelter in hallways and bathrooms like they did in May. And not every school in Mora has a storm shelter. Is that right, too?
That is correct. We have two schools that do. Both of those buildings were hit back in 99. And so when we rebuilt, FEMA came in and they helped us out as far as funding on those buildings. And none of the other sites have those type of structures because, to be honest with you, typically storms roll through the state of Oklahoma in the early evening or late evening. And so, you know, we just don't have the funds readily available now. Fortunately, our community is very supportive. We're going to get there. It's just going to take some time and a lot of patience.
So, Mr. Romines, just tell me, how are you doing today? And what do you hope kids and teachers feel like by the time the school day wraps up?
I'm pretty excited about today. You know, we left the school year rather abruptly. You know, our school year wasn't actually completely finished when the May 20th storms came through. And so it's going to be a good homecoming day, and students are excited to be here today.
Back for what they're supposed to be in school for, which is to learn, right?
That is correct, exactly.
Well, Robert Romines is superintendent of Mora Public Schools. Mr. Romines, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem, and thank you for helping us tell our story, ma'am.